Welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Ralf Heuwing, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group figures for the first quarter 2015, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Thank you, Mrs. Sander, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everybody. It is our pleasure to present to you Dürr's figures for the first 6 months of 2015. And as always, I'm joined by my colleague, Ralf Heuwing. We will be concentrating on the most important topics of the presentation, and I will start by summarizing, as always, the key highlights, giving you an overview of the results. First, we are fully on track towards reaching our full-year guidance. Demand in China and North America is strong, with Q2 order intake remaining at the high level achieved in Q1. The project delays which had occurred in the previous year have now been fully caught up. Sales revenues rose by 67% in the first half and by 77% in Q2. We achieved a substantial improvement in earnings in the second quarter. Operating earnings climbed by 41% in the first half and by 49% in the second quarter. Earnings after tax also rose sharply in Q2 by 27% after they had declined in the first quarter due to special effects of the HOMAG acquisition. Let's turn to page 4. Even without the contribution made by HOMAG, sales revenues grew sharply. In the second quarter alone, top-line growth came to 29%. Currency translation effects contributed around 7 percentage points to order intake and sales revenues. We are very satisfied with the order intake of 900 million achieved in the second quarter. Please remember that in the second quarter 2014, we got an extraordinarily large paint job order which was not repeated this year. At this stage, I would also like to point out that the project pipeline is as strong as in the previous year. Accordingly, we expect a steady flow of new orders in the second half of the year. On page 5, you see that incoming orders in North America rose by 119% to 405 million, thus substantially exceeding the group average. The Chinese market also improved considerably in the second quarter. We got several paint job projects from both Chinese OEMs and joint venture OEMs. Our machinery business was also strong in China due to the demand from international automotive suppliers expanding their local production in China. Looking forward to the second half of 2015, we expect this performance to remain stable. Let's turn to page 6. Second quarter earnings show that we are fully on track. Operating earnings, that means EBIT before PPA effects and the costs of terminating the employee participation program at HOMAG, climbed by 49%, yielding a margin of 7.3%, up from 6.9% in the first quarter. Most of the extraordinary expenses recorded in the financial results were already booked in the first quarter. Thus, at minus 5.6 million, net financial result was improved in the second quarter after minus 11.5 million in the first quarter. The tax rate returned almost completely back to normal in the second quarter. Net income more than doubled over Q1 and was up 27% on the previous year's second quarter. Adjusted for the extraordinary expenses, net income rose by 39% over the previous year in the second quarter. And Ralf Heuwing will now take you through our financials. Ralf?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 7. In this table, in the interest of maximum transparency, we have listed the earnings effects caused by the HOMAG acquisition. The EBIT shown for HOMAG is before interest costs for the employee participation program and before termination costs of this program. We terminated the employee participation program at the end of the second quarter, which resulted in a one-off charge of 4.4 million euros. PPA effects totaled at 13.8 million euros. In the future, the only difference between the EBIT reported for HOMAG and the EBIT reported for the woodworking machinery and systems division will be remaining PPA effects. Woodworking machinery and systems contributed 9.1 million euros of EBIT. Additional charges of 8.3 million euros arising from the domination and profit transfer agreement were accounted for in the first half. They are not tax deductible. Hence, our tax rate increased temporarily to 53% in the first quarter, now getting almost back to normal in Q2. In the second half of 2015, we expect HOMAG to make a substantially greater contribution to EBIT and EBT than in the first half. The extraordinary expenses should reach a normalized level in 2016, accompanied by a further improvement in operating earnings, resulting in a larger earnings contribution. Let's now turn to page 8. Cash flow from operating activities came to 11 million euros in the first half of 2015, down 13 million euros year over year. This reflected an 87 million euro increase in net working capital since the end of 2014, as a result of the unusually large billing volumes in our plant engineering business. By contrast, net working capital had risen by only 26 million euros in the first half of 2014. Free cash flow was negative at minus 36 million euros in the first half. Our net financial status declined to 88 million euros from 168 million euros at the end of 2014 due to the dividend payment of 57 million euros, but remained at a comfortable level. Page 9 shows the overview of our work in process and progress billings, which demonstrates that the payment balance with our customers has normalized by more than 100 million euros compared to the end of last year, to an amount of minus 202 million euros. We actually consider a volume of around minus 100 million euros to constitute a normal level, so we expect a further cash outflow over the next quarters. On page 10, you see our cash position, which dropped by 130 million euros over the end of 2014 to 392 million euros for mainly two reasons. Firstly, net working capital rose, as mentioned, by 87 million euros. And secondly, we terminated HOMAG's syndicated loan and are now financing HOMAG from the Dürr cash position. ROCE exceeded the 40% mark again in the first half and should remain at this level in 2015 as a whole. Ladies and gentlemen, let me finish on page 11 with an overview of the HOMAG Group, which is equivalent to the Woodworking Machinery and Systems Division at Dürr. HOMAG continued on its upward trend. Order intake rose by 11%, sales by 17%, and EBIT by 44% in the first half. The operating margin was at 5.4% in the first half 2015. Reported EBIT margin included the extraordinary effect, which stood at 1.8%. The optimization program Focus, which was defined in the last month, has successfully started its implementation in July. It comprises the following main elements. First, business expansion in China and the United States. Second, expansion of the service business, just as in Dürr. Third, strengthening of the project business with end-to-end production solutions. Fourth, organizational redesign with globally responsible business units following the principle of operating as one HOMAG. Next, process optimization and product standardization. And lastly, IT optimization. The Supervisory Board of HOMAG Group AG appointed Pekka Pasivaara as CEO effective 15th of June 2015. Hence, after an orderly transition, I will leave HOMAG's Board of Management at the end of this month, return full-time to my CFO responsibilities, and take over the chair of the HOMAG Group's Supervisory Board from Ralf Dieter in October 2015. And Ralf will remain a member of the HOMAG Group AG Supervisory Board to ensure continuity. Let me now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight this performance of all other divisions and summarize our outlook.
Thank you, Ralf. Let's move on to page 12. Order intake in the Paint and Final Assembly System division was good. When comparing, please bear in mind the extraordinarily large paint job order we received in the second quarter 2014. Looking forward on the second half of the year, Paint and Final Assembly Systems expect stable demand in Europe, China and North America as well. Supported by the good top line, EBIT increased by 22% to 48 million euro. And page 13 shows that Application Technologies order intake remained stable at the Q1 level also in the second quarter. Order intake was slightly down compared to the first half 2014 due to the already mentioned effect of the extraordinary paint job order we got in the second quarter 2014. Despite the startup costs for establishing the industrial product business, the EBIT margin remained steadily above 10%. On page 14, you can see that order intake in the Measuring and Process System division rose by 8% in the first half 2015. With sales revenues up 4%, the book-to-bill ratio stood at 1.1, and the EBIT margin remained unchanged above 9%. Page 15 shows the results for the Clean Technology System division. After a weak start into the year, order intake and sales revenues rose strongly in the second quarter. Order intake exceeded sales revenues by 6%, and EBIT was only slightly above break-even due to a weak business in Europe in the first half of 2015, which led to some underutilization costs. In addition, slow demand for our energy efficiency products due to low energy prices also led to the weak earnings performance. Let's move to page 16. As you know, we have identified service as a key driver for customer satisfaction and value creation going forward. Service revenues of the Dürr Group grew by a strong 65% in the first half, coming to a 425 million euro level and accounting for 24% of consolidated revenues. On a comparable base, that means without HOMAG, service revenues were strongly up by 19%, which underlines the success of our program Customer Excellence at Dürr. The service margin has stabilized at a high level, and we expect the positive trend in our service business to continue, but growth rate should normalize in the next quarters. Let's move to page 17. PwC's market experts have just published their latest forecast for the light vehicle market in July, shown on this page. PwC has scaled back its short-term market expectations and now projects global production growth of only 3% in 2015. In particular, the markets in Brazil, Russia and Southeast Asia are not performing as well as expected. And the short-term forecast for China has been scaled back to a growth of 8%. And the Chinese Automotive Association even sees a growth of only 3% in 2015. But PwC and others, however, remain upbeat about China in the long term, and PwC has in fact slightly increased its China production forecast for 2019 compared with the last study a month ago. This sentiment is consistent with the impressions we got from talks with several OEMs in China. They continue to see a significant potential in this country in the long term, although there are short-term challenges for some of them. In addition, we also see growth in the modernization business in China. Many paint shops are aging and need revamps and modernization. On page 18, you can see our outlook charts. Nothing has changed here, although we are currently striving for the upper end of the ranges projected. And ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to ask your questions, I would like to draw a short conclusion on page 19. The first half was fully in line or even at the upper end of our expectations. Second, we are confident to achieve our full year targets. Third, the optimization and performance improvement of HOMAG is on track. And fourth, and also very important, China is our largest market today and will remain our largest market in the future. But Europe and North America also remain strong due to replacement and modernization investments. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. We are now happy to answer your questions, if you have some. And I would like to hand over to Mrs. Sander.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Ingo Schachel, Commerzbank.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one would be related to the HOMAG Employee Participation Program and whether you could just explain to us again what the employee incentive mechanisms at HOMAG will be after the termination of the old participation program, and also whether any new schemes will have higher or lower recurring costs than the old employee participation program. The second question would be on the paint and assembly systems POC billings, which were obviously very high in the second quarter. Just wanted to get a few thoughts from you on whether you think this very high revenue recognition will continue in Q3, or whether it was more a one-off development in the second quarter. A little bit more color on that would be appreciated. And the last question would be on China. You've obviously referenced to the PwC study and then made a confident long-term outlook, but could you comment a bit on whether any of the short-term discussions with your customers are impacted by the changed macroeconomic short-term perception in terms of timing, pricing, or anything of those more short-term factors?
Okay, Mr. Schachel, Ralf Dieter speaking. I start with the last two questions, and then Ralf Holbing answers the question on the HOMAG participation program. So first of all,
The paint and final assembly system had a strong increase in revenue, as you mentioned, and as we talked. We expect that this on this growth level, we will not continue, we'll flatten more down, but we expect to grow in total for this year. That's definitely the case. Second, China. We have macroeconomics, I would be careful because they're still selling a lot of cars, and the growth rate, even if it's small, by the base volume of produced cars, is still a huge amount of additional cars. So China, you have to look at each OEM individually, which I already mentioned here several times. So there's one or the other who has, let's say, not anticipated in time the change in demand. And the demand change is basically that the Chinese customers are more and more, by the way, like in Germany, want to buy SUVs. And SUVs in an affordable price level, and those who have those cars are selling very well. And others who don't have are now making efforts to bring those cars also to the market. So we see some of the customers struggling with low or flat growth, and others have a very high growth rate. And this is particularly the Chinese OEMs where we also do business with, and we also got paint job orders this year and more to come.
Mr. Schachel, on your first question regarding the HOMAG employee participation program, maybe 2 points of interest. One is, what is the extraordinary charge, the 4.4 million euros? This is basically the difference between the figure in the balance sheet, which is discounted because there is the fiction that this money will only be paid back in several years, and the actual cash outflow. So we need to recognize this difference immediately, and this is 4.4 million euros. Now, the impact on the P&L in the next years will be not very significant, actually. We will replace the old program, which was very much driven by individual company results in Germany. We replace it by a system which is basically driven by the group success. And the payout per year will be quite comparable. However, if we indeed achieve our longer-term targets, then the payout will actually be smaller than it would have been otherwise with this old employee participation program.
Okay, but when you say group targets, mainly on the HOMAG group level, not HOMAG, there, right?
Yeah, HOMAG group targets. Exactly.
Okay. It's the same program we have in place in Dürr. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sven Weyer, UBS.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions on China again. Could you give us kind of a feeling of what the sales share of the local OEMs is that you currently have, and if the pipeline that we're currently looking at for the next 6 to 12 months is more dominated by these manufacturers, or is it still currently dominated by the global OEMs? And then also looking at the project pipeline more globally, wouldn't you think that there is also potential, even if some projects are delayed in China, that you could make that up elsewhere, like in Mexico and the U.S.? And then maybe just on the paint shop margins, were you still suffering from the same issue in Q2? I think it was like 100 million civil works in total that you had to book, where you had zero margin. So I would guess that this was also still impacting the second quarter. Thank you.
Okay, Ralf Dieter speaking. The last question, the answer is yes. It's also affected the second quarter because it takes some time to get it through and the progress of the building and that work. China, the share of Chinese OEMs versus the joint ventures OEMs, this, let's say, this first half is about one-third, two-third. One-third local, two-third the joint ventures, which was extraordinarily high portion for the local ones. But this is a statement which is a half-year statement or quarterly statement. This can change by the next order in the next quarter again. From the pipeline looking forward, we see both the international or the joint venture OEMs as well as the local ones with plans to invest in further production sites. And again, you have to see the decision to award a paint shop to us or to somebody else is a decision based on what those companies expect to happen in 2 years or 3 years from now, not what happens today or this quarter or the next half year. And if there are delays, which we don't see yet, but it could maybe happen that one or the other will a decision which is maybe in the fourth quarter, the delays to the first quarter to have better visibility of the demand could happen. I don't know. We have a pipeline, as I mentioned, in North America as well, which is good, also Mexico and in Europe as well, also for a lot of revamp opportunities. So we are confident that we will achieve our order intake target here.
Yeah, and when you said that the pipeline is the same, I think on a like-for-like basis, you also had sort of a run rate of 900 per quarter last year, if we include HOMAG. So is that what you're referring to as your pipeline, or...
You know,
it could be essentially the same as in the first half, so to speak.
Yeah, the run rate with the quarter I don't look at, because by chance it was in the first and second quarter more or less the same, but this, I think if you look back in our history, this is a rather unusual situation. We look at the end, and here we see that we are, our published targets we will achieve, and the pipeline is supporting that, but I can't, and we never do on quarters in forecast, even it would be nice to have, but we just can't do it.
And on the paint shop margin, could you give us a percentage of completion of how far you are with booking the revenue?
Are you talking about this civil work portion?
Exactly, yeah.
I think it will still affect a little bit of the third quarter. Then it should be in the fourth quarter, we should have seen that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
Mrs. Sander?
Yes, we have a further question. The next question comes from Mr. Vansch. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Bernard Vansch from GAM. Just coming back to the incoming orders, you know, in China, if you could give us some color about the automotive orders and tell us, you know, basically for the local and international OEMs, what portion of the orders is basically modernization, so basically orders for existing plants, and what is basically for new plants, so, you know, plants that are subject to revision if, you know, the OEMs basically make some changes to their capacity expansion plans.
If I understand your question right, we have both business in China. We have new business, so the new plants, and we also have modernization orders. And I and just to give you a flavor, in the first half of this year, we achieved nearly the targets for the service business in China for the whole year. So that's a lot of activities also on existing plants to change for new models. But this is ongoing. But we don't report on the percentage of each of that business in a country. But as an idea, as you said, as a color or flavor, I would say 8% is new and 20%, 25% in the paint business is on revamps and modernization.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. There are no further questions.
That means we have explained everything very well. All the numbers are so clear, and I think that's fine for us. I mean, then we can only say thank you very much for... Sorry? Ah, okay. I'm just told that I should... inform you that we have our next conference call, which is the third quarter call, on the 3rd of November. Time is different, no? It's earlier this time. And it's also earlier than originally. Okay, that's important. So it's 8 days earlier than originally announced because of our increased accounting performance, also this HOMAG. All right? Good. Thank you very much for asking questions and showing your interest in Dürr. And we are looking forward to talk to you again in some weeks, actually. Thank you. Frau Sander, I can just say bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.